Hey, church family, welcome to Thursday's edition of New in 22. Romans 13 is where we find ourselves here, and he shifts gears quite a bit from yesterday. And you'll read basically in the first half of this chapter about Paul giving directions to submit to the authorities. Now, some argument amongst scholars has occurred about who the governing authorities were that this group of Romans that he's writing to were to submit to. Were they to submit to the Roman government? Which that's what a lot of scholars think, but it's interesting because Paul, according to tradition at least, he was martyred for not submitting to the Roman authorities. Or was Paul referring to the Jewish rulers? Now, this church in Rome may have had both Jews and Gentiles in it. This would change the meaning quite a bit about the first half of this chapter, since the Jewish nation was occupied by the Romans, by Rome, right? So I don't know for certain, and no one does, whether he's talking about the Roman governing authorities or the Jewish governing authorities. But regardless, the last half of the chapter is very applicable to you and to me. I'm just going to read you the last half of the chapter. You'll recognize some of this. He says, Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command. And then he quotes Leviticus 19:18, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I don't know what kind of neighbors you have. I don't have a neighbor within a half mile of my house, but we're not talking about the people who live next to us, though we are talking to them about them as well. But loving your neighbor, it's all summed up in that one thing: love others. Then he says, verse 10, love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And I love the end of the chapter. It says, and do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. I love that. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. So let's review back to the Gospels. It says, put on the armor of light. Who does the Bible say the light of the world is? Jesus. Verse 13, let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Here we go. Here's how we finish. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. I love it because if we go up a few verses, remember, we're supposed to put on the armor of light. Well, if Jesus is the light of the world, and then later it says, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. So today we are to clothe ourselves with Jesus, the light of the world. And what do we know about light? That light attracts things. Right? People are attracted to light. That's what I want to challenge you with as you go into your day today, that you clothe yourself with the armor of light, Jesus Christ, that when you walk into a room, when you walk into school, when you walk into the coffee shop, when you walk into your work, wherever you're going today, that you are representing Jesus well. That's my challenge for you today. Tomorrow we'll be in Romans chapter 14.